prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the 22nd day of April already, 2026. Welcome to the next broadcast. We are glad you're with us. We're going to have a guest tonight. We have one probably about once every month or two, and I really enjoy having him on. He fills in for me sometimes. I'm not here. We're going to talk to Jerry Barrett with Power of Prophecy Ministry that Tex Meyer started many, many years ago. Before I go there, don't forget that tomorrow being Thursday, Lord willing, we'll be in the office tomorrow all day between 9 and 4 Eastern. I'll be here to take phone calls and hopefully talk to you a while, maybe answer questions if you've had any questions. Anything I can do tomorrow, pray with you, whatever you want. If you want to know what it is when I'm talking about being born again, being a believer in Christ, if you want to know what that's all about, call me tomorrow. Don't be ashamed to ask questions, please. And if I don't have the answer, we'll try to find it together. But I want to talk to you. I really mean that. This show, above everything, is a ministry to try to glorify God Almighty and reach people with the truth of what's happening in the world today, to take away some of the confusion and frustration. It's bad enough, folks, with what's happening to us already without having an answer as to why it's happening and what's the reason behind it. This past weekend's teaching I did on end times, if you didn't see it, you can go online, pastorbush.com, go to Rumble, look up this past Saturday Bible study, and find out what's all about. If you want to know the final day destruction of America and Western Europe, and who the nation is going to be is going to do it, they're all in the Bible. And I brought it down piece by piece this past Saturday, told you who the nations are mentioned in the Bible with the modern day names, and brought it out as clear as I possibly could. Watch it and see what you think. But tomorrow being Thursday, like I said, we'll be here. I don't mind telling you our donations are way down, and I don't know what to do about it. I'll share with you maybe next week a little more what's going through my mind about this situation. You know, folks, I've been on radio over 33 years. Maybe it's time to think about slowing things down and going a different direction. I don't know that. I'm just sharing what's on my heart because I don't have the answers. Our Father does. I don't get. But I just want to share with you that what's happening in our lives, because there's nothing in this ministry that I hide from you all. Nothing. Nothing. But if you want to call tomorrow and ask any questions, please feel free to do that. Place an order, whatever. Do that also at 800-777-4403. 800-777-4403, or you can call 304-846-4448, 304-846-4448, and that will save us money on the phone bill if you can do that, all right? And a prayer request tonight for Michael. Michael lives in Tennessee. He keeps in touch with me by email pretty often, tries to call maybe on Thursday, feel me what's happening in his life. He lost his home a couple months ago to fire. He totally lost his home. No insurance or anything. Now, he's living in I guess you'd say, an assisted home. He had a severe infection of his feet that they're still treating. But he's been there, I guess, about a month and a half, 2 months, and he's about ready to run out of time to stay there. He has no place to go. And he just emailed me today and told me that if it doesn't change pretty soon, he'll be out in the streets and people in Tennessee are arrested if they're homeless. So keep Michael in your prayers. Michael needs a place to live. Pray the Lord open up something for him, please, okay? Keep Michael in your prayers. Now, let's move on to our guest. I've got to know Jerry Barrett quite well over the last couple, 3 years. On the phone, you know, got to meet him in person, love to meet him in person sometime, but he lived down in Texas, and I lived up here in West Virginia. We're a few miles apart, and probably it's a good thing we are so far apart. If we weren't, we'd probably be in jail together somewhere, but nonetheless, he's become one of my favorite people to talk to, just an old down-home hillbilly-type guy that just fits in with all the rednecks out there, writes what's on his mind, shares what's on his mind, his own radio broadcast once a week. See, he stepped in, took over where Tex Myers left off. We lost Tex some years ago, 8 or 9 years ago, and Tex was a warrior, wrote a lot of books, a lot of literature, taught a lot of things. The back then really seemed far out and radical and absolutely tinfoil hat nonsense, what people thought. Well, it's all true. It's all come to pass. And he took a bold stand on many different issues. And that I admire him for that. Tex was one of the first ones I interviewed when I started my radio show back in 1993. He was one of the first ones I ever had on a radio broadcast. But I had one station here in West Virginia that carried our broadcast. But he would join me. And so I was so kind. And he would have prayer when my wife, Marcia Jean, was so sick. He would take time to have prayer with us on the phone. He wasn't someone you couldn't get a hold of and talk to. He was available. And I want to be the same kind of individual. I don't consider myself a celebrity at all. I really don't. I'm a minister of Christ. I'm a minister of God. Doing a radio show. Trying my best to reach people with the truth. To show them the future's coming that's prophesied in the Bible. And to give them courage to stand in these last days. So if you want to talk to me, you call anytime. I promise you I'll go back with you. Now, our guest, like I said, Jerry Barrett. Jerry, are you there?
I certainly am, Pastor Butch.
It is good to have you, my friend. I do mean that. I just wish we could get together sometime down on earth before we leave this world and we see each other in eternity. But I like to get to meet you and your pretty half, and sit down and drink a cup of coffee or something with you and share some things with you. Because you've been a real blessing to me. I want you to know that.
Oh, Pastor Butch, I love chatting with you. I think Leslie and Marcia Jean might beat the tar out of both of us if we got together. But
I get threatened every so often anyway, don't you?
Oh, every day.
I'm used to the threats. I mean, you know, what can I say? But anyway, and I have to say this too, and I mean this sincerely. I'm not an easy man to live with. My Marcia Jean says I'm a type A personality. I mean, when I want something done, I want to get it done. I don't put it off. I don't fool around. I get into it and get it done. If I want to call somebody or get something moving, I get on the phone and start doing it. I'm that type of personality. And she's probably a type D. I mean, she gets things done, but she's not in a hurry with it. So I guess we kind of balance each other out. But Jerry, I've always been the kind of guy that if you have a chore to do, let's do it. Let's do it right, but let's do it. And that's what gets me in trouble sometimes, even with Crystal here in the office once a week, whatever. I mean, when I want something done, I just like to get it done. And I think that's how you accomplish things. You do what you got to do when you're supposed to do it, and then move on to something else. And I guess that's why I've been able to stay on radio for so long. I just don't quit. I just don't quit. It's not in me to do that. You understand what I'm saying?
100%. You know, for 10 years, I was in an automotive machine shop building high-performance motors for race cars, dragsters, circle track racers, all kinds. And the thing that I learned from that hard work was do it right, do it the first time right, and you don't have to do it again. Because if I did it again, I was on commission, so I worked for free. And that was a very impactful lesson to do it. Do what you got to do. Get it done right, and then you can move on to the next thing. And, you know, Michelle, bless her heart, she used to give me grief, and I would tell her, Michelle, I don't multitask. I have something that needs done. I'm focused. I got to get that done. I can't take interruptions. Let me get this done one time, get it right, and then you can direct me where you want me to go next.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just can't multitask, and she couldn't understand it because that's what she did. But I still feel that if you're multitasking, you're not focused on doing it right the first time.
Well, that's why men are using combat. Men are using combat because they're goal-oriented. You give them a heel to take, and they concentrate on a heel. They don't stop and, you know, sweep the ground or dig a hole or something. In the meantime, they want that heel taken and take the heel. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how men and women are made. That's the way God made us. Thank God women can multitask, because sometimes they're doing four or five different things at one time trying to keep the house running. But men are meant zoned in on something, and they stay with it till it's done, no matter what. And that's what we do. That's who we are. So it's not bad either way for either one of us. But we do what we're created to do. But you're right. And when I want it done, I like to have it done and get done right and move on. Let's not let it go to tomorrow. I just mean more I have to do tomorrow. Let's do it today. But anyway.
Yes, sir.
You know, you've been doing this now for a few years, and I know you look at everything like I do. You see things going on in the world, and whether I like it or not, America is in bad condition. America has lost her place in the world as a respected nation. We're now mostly laughed at and ridiculed and mocked, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. We don't deserve respect from other countries. We've instigated wars. We've taken down regimes. Done everything in our power to further our empire as a nation. Well, we're no longer a sovereign nation trying to protect ourselves and our borders. We're trying to control the world. We've done it now for years through police actions. And as I mentioned before we come on the air, we haven't won a war in my lifetime. At best, we had a draw in Vietnam, or Korea, I mean. Vietnam, we lost. Afghanistan, we lost. Iraq was a made-up, trumped-up thing from Bush and the weapons of mass destruction when they were found. It's all done by control and money and oil. That's all what it's all about. So America has lost the respect to the world. I do believe we're getting a butt kicked in Iran, and so is Israel, because we have Trump now just about every other day threatening Iran. We're going to bomb you to oblivion and take out everything you have. Then he backs down. He did again today. He was going to do something with that when the peace talks dropped. He said, "Well, we'll just bomb you." Well, he backed off today. Iran said, "We're not going to talk anymore until you get the blockade off Iran and let the ships come through." Iran actually boarded a freighter today and took it over. I mean, I do believe we're being mocked, Jerry. I think we become, like you said before, a toothless tiger. Maybe we can still bite a little bit. But the world no longer respects nor fears America, do they?
Not at all. You know, and I read articles about these little speedboats that the Iranian Navy is allegedly using to take over these vessels that are trying to go through the Strait of Hormuz. I thought we had Apache helicopters, and if mm-hmm. we are really looking to control the region. Number one, we lost Vietnam because there was no objective. And Congress fought the war, and all it did was bring more drugs into the United States.
That was all part of the plan. Part of the plan.
There was no military objective. And then the charade that was Iraq and Barack Hussein Obama, Obama, Barack Hussein, that was made for TV, and it pumped up the Navy SEALs, and, you know, it got a whole bunch of testosterone-laden dudes to sign up to go join Special Forces and go over there and kill the bad guys. But it was all a farce. It was a hoax. And this Iran thing, I'm going to tell everybody that the tail is wagging the dog. And when Israel says we're going to bomb Iran, that means our American puppets are going to bomb Iran.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
And for what? I mean, what, we bombed a school, so we killed a bunch of kids? I mean, if we're going to obliterate it, I mean, they've already laid out the groundwork in Gaza. They showed you what they can do. Then get in there and do it. But the thing that bothers me the most, Butch, the Iranian people have, the Muslims, have been a warrior-type people for centuries. We went into Afghanistan and got our butt kicked because they have nothing to lose. They mm-hmm. that this is part of their DNA, so to speak. They're tough, rugged, and they aren't going to be easily swayed. And I don't know what kind of garbage that Trump was fed that he agreed to do all this. But if he had an advisor worth an ounce of sense, they would have explained to him that the Quran does not believe in nuclear weapons. Now, they had the material to build it, and they would do it if they were forced into it. But there is a nation over there with over 400 nukes that cannot wait to exercise the Samson option and just obliterate the entire area. And it'll kill everybody because of the fallout.
That's and very true.
We're still beholden to that fake Israel, not the true Israel, because Galatians 3 tells us who the real Israel is. It's the fake Jews that are in Israel now that run the government, that run everything in that nation. You know, it was pointed out last night, Pastor Butch, that there is going to be a celebration here in the next month or two for Sodomites on the coast of the Dead Sea. And it was also pointed out that historically that section of land was where Sodom and Gomorrah was.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're going to celebrate sodomy in this land, and they're going to have a big festival. And where's the uproar?
Good question. Good question. Where is the uproar? I mean, where are the indignant so-called believers, Christians, where are they? Why are they being so silent? But, you know, Jerry, we have been duped, and I was too for many years. I'm not throwing stones. I understand being ignorant of things. Duped into believing that this nation we call Israel today was God's chosen people, and we are protected no matter what. I really believed that for a while. So I started reading facts and understand what other people were trying to tell me for years. I was duped. I was. But once you see the truth, either you change your ways or you cease being an honest individual. You can't keep doing the same wrong thing over and over and say that you're an honest individual. That's a lie then. But, you know, we have 1967, the year I went in the military, Israel tried to sink the USS Liberty. That's a fact. I really was hidden for a while, but it wasn't hidden for long. Now it come out what they tried to do. They've suckered us in so all kinds of wars. And even above that, Jerry, America has picked battle with other countries to try to take them over. And now Trump is actually training troops to go into Cuba. Now that's a fact. So this is where we are as a country. I'm not trying to make anybody angry. I'm just trying to tell the truth. We're opening the door, inviting our own destruction, and it is coming. It is biblically, historically, prophetic. It is coming. It's coming very quickly. Go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, you know, the more, you know, you mentioned Tex, and when I started working for Tex back in 1999, I thought he was crazy. I told Tex, I thought he was crazy. I was his producer for, oh man, I don't know, 12 years or so. And I was laughing with him one day after we had recorded a show, and I said, Tex, when I started, I thought you were crazy. There's no way all this is going on. No way. And then I started reading what he had written 10 years beforehand. And I said, I got a crash course in truth. And his power of discernment was so great. And I learned so much just talking with him, reading everything he wrote. And for a long time, Tex was in that same group. I know Pastor Chuck Baldwin was. You know, when you grow up in the church, and it, because it got infiltrated back in the 60s, we all know this. And they started, and it was before that when we had Schofield's notes. But the infiltration was complete when they started teaching us as young kids and then young adults that this tiny nation is God's chosen people. And I didn't have any doubts at the time. I took, you know, because the pastor is supposed to be the leader.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you give them the utmost respect because he's teaching us how to live a biblical life each and every week. But when you get older and you start reading, and I know that when Jesus resurrected and then went home, he left the Holy Spirit here to be our teacher. And everybody reaches this understanding at different levels and different time spaces. And what got my attention the most was when Tex did a study on the book of Esther. And the one question he asked was, did you see God in any of the book of Esther? No. I reread it again. I still haven't found God in the book of Esther. And that got me thinking, and then Tex started talking Galatians 3. If you're Christ, then you're Abraham's seed. It's not a physical seed. It's a spiritual seed. And I've said this a number of times in my articles on my show. We are not the sharpest tools in the shed, Pastor Butch.
And no.
That's the reason. If you read through your Bible, there are so many repetitive lessons in the Bible, because we are dense, and sometimes it takes a little extra nudge. And I know that God knew this. And so in his word, there are nudges to get us moving in the right direction. And then eventually that knowledge starts shining through, and we take it in, and we realize that what our pastors and ministers told us when we were young was propaganda.
And they didn't know it either. They did not know it themselves, I don't think. Most of them didn't. They thought telling the truth.
I think some of them were probably willingly ignorant. But I think a number of them were completely ignorant, because Schofield started his shenanigans way back before they infiltrated the seminaries and all of these Bible schools. And Schofield and his Jewish handlers, they played it perfect, if you want to know the truth. They had him rewrite his notes and focus on Israel being God's chosen people.
That's and very then, true. They did do that.
Then it goes into, well, now we're going to start using this text in the seminary. And then those guys that dodged the Vietnam draft and went to seminary, they became the deans and the leaders of these seminaries, and they perpetuated these lies. And so unless somebody, and I've talked with Pastor Matt first and Pastor Chuck about this, how many churches, especially those in the South, in the Bible Belt, as we were told, Southern Baptists, ever teach out of the book of Galatians? They're definitely not talking Galatians 3 or 4, because that would blow up in their face.
Well, and to see the continued indulgence of our nation in what we're doing, not just in the Middle East, but everywhere as a nation, but especially right now, talking about the Middle East, to see that, maybe some people start getting their eyes open a little bit more than what they were. But every president since I've been alive has been handled by their handlers, obviously. I was born in 48, the year that this so-called nation became Israel. And I ask people all the time, has our nation been blessed and prospered and got more moral and more righteous since 48, or has it got worse? Well, that's the year I was born. And I tell you right now, we have got it turned into a hellish society compared to what I saw in the 50s. Jerry, there's no comparison to what we become today. I mean, we become a nation that's forgot who God is, don't care who God is. We mock God, we cuss God, we curse him. And that goes on in some of the churches also. I hear people now trying to say, well, we need a third testament because the first, second testaments are causing problems. They're causing division. So we need a third testament. Now, that's being taught in some churches today.
Yeah, pushing the unity movement, pushing that unity movement. We all need to just get along. You know, I seem to recall Jesus went in the temple and he turned over the tables of the money changers. I don't think Jesus went in there to get along.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so at all.
So, no. There are, like I said, there's so many examples in the Bible to teach us the truth. But, and I will say this, I am seeing more people today starting to come along and understand what tech started 20 years ago.
Amen. Folks, prepare at the break. We want your input tonight. Give us a call at 717-300-1698. We want to hear from you tonight. We really do.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Namana.com. Mention that Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
All righty, folks, we're back. And we're talking to a guest tonight that I really enjoy having on, Jerry Barrett, Power of Prophecy, discussing different issues, what's happening and what's going on behind the scenes and how we've been played like a, well, like a fiddle. I mean, they just, we've been handled and as a nation, by other nations, yes. But even by our own leaders, I mean, they play this, the people here like a fiddle. And I got to say this, and it makes people mad, but I guess it's all right. Then we'll go on back to their guests and take a phone call or two. You know, everybody wants freedom. And I understand that. We would all like to be able to be free, to live our lives without government interference, to be able to do what we know is right in our hearts, to be able to do without being told what to do and how to do it, and without being controlled. But, folks, it can't happen. I'm going to tell you why it's not going to happen. Now, you know, somebody going to get angry at it. I can't help it. I'm guilty also. I am guilty. As long as we live off a government handout. You say, well, I get so curious, it's not a handout. No, it's truly not. You're in the money. But it's controlled by the ones who control you. As somebody once said, I forget who it was, Jerry just told me this. Candace, what's her last name, Jerry?
Candace Owens
said, we all live on a plantation, and we do, because we depend on our masters to feed us. Oh, like that, preacher. I don't like it either. As long as we get food and clothing and housing and everything we depend on to pay our bills and live on this earth and in this country, we can't bite the hand that feeds us too hard. We'll lose all those things. And I'll be quite honest with you, folks. Everybody cries liberty, liberty. But depends on security, as Ben Franklin said, deserves neither. Our security is more important to us than our liberty. Now, that's just a fact. That's why I never get this thing turned around. Not in our lifetime, if it's possible at all, which I seriously doubt. We've sold our souls for a handout, just like Esau did. That's a fact, folks. We sold our inheritance for an easy living on this earth. We've made fun of our God, mocked our God. He said, I'll supply your needs according to my riches in heaven. We didn't pay attention to that. We went about it and wanted to trust man to take care of us. So now we're reaping what we're sowing. And God help us, our grandchildren and children are going to reap a lot more because of our ignorance and apathy and plain out stupidity. That's just a fact. Now, get mad if you want to. I told you the truth. America will never turn back around again. It cannot, as long as we are people that depends on their masters to feed them. Now, Jerry, we're going to take a phone call in a minute. So, folks, fill the phone lines up, 717-300-1698. But I said that knowing that I'm making a lot of people mad. But I'm talking to myself here, Jerry. I'm 77 years old. I do draw Social Security check. I mean, that's a fact. I paid into it for years, thinking it's the right thing to do for many years. And let's just face the fact, I wouldn't be able to pay the bills without it. So we're crying for liberty, but we still want welfare. You can't have both, can you?
No, you can't. You know, I liken this to the signs that you'll see at national and state parks. Don't feed the bear. Don't feed the animals because they become dependent. I mean, if you look, there's videos out there all over the place in subdivisions up north that bears are crawling into dumpsters and they're eating. They're not foraging like they are programmed by God to do. Instead, they're taking the easy way out. And that's what America has become. They are feeding. So don't feed the animals, but feed whoever needs a free phone, free housing, free food. Mm-hmm. I'm all for a hand up, not a handout. And the more that the government is able to control, I think in Obama's last year during his last term, over 50% of America was on welfare and food stamps. Now, you mentioned Social Security.
Now how many you said?
Over 50%.
There you go.
Now, Social Security was a boondoggle by FDR as part of the recovery of the Great Depression and all this. But it's not an entitlement. And that's when Congress people use that term, it irks me to no end because they are anti-semantic when they use that term. It's semantics. An entitlement is welfare, food stamps, SNAP, WIC, all of those things. Those are entitlements. The Social Security system, you pay in and your employer matches the money right. that goes into this savings account.
You lose him? I can't hear him, Todd. Okay, we lost him here, folks. Sorry about that. We have to get him back. Something happened. We lost her Jerry saying there. But he's right. We paid in Social Security, and it really is our money. But if they don't want to give it to you, they won't. They just have to freeze your account. So this is where we are in the country. Let's be realistic. Let's not give up. Let's fight to the day we die trying to make a difference. That's what we're here for. But let's not deceive ourselves in believing that we're going to swap this thing around without too much, just a vote or two and change around. It's not going to happen. You know, we're seeing people's eyes become open to the fact that elections have changed nothing. It's maybe appeased the people. And God help me, I still have Christian friends who think Trump is doing a great job and they justify the picture of him laying hands on somebody with the angels in the heaven with wings and soldiers up in heaven ready to back him. And well, he's just trying to heal the nations. They actually believe that. Okay, the man obviously is a heathen. He's not ashamed of it. He'll admit it. He's a womanizer. He's a liar. He lies every time his mouth moves. And that's just a fact. I can prove that. Yet they still think he's God sent to save the country. Folks, this is insane. It's absolutely Satan got them blinded, but it's their own fault because they won't be blinded. It takes somebody willful ignorant to believe something like that as long as they have. Jerry, go ahead and finish your thought. We lost you a second, then we can take a phone call.
Man, I was on a roll too, Pastor Butch. That's, that's Satan trying to keep me from getting the message out there, isn't it?
It is. So finish it up.
But what I was saying was, yeah, we have paid into this system. Now they control how much we get, but it's not an entitlement. they could cancel Social Security tomorrow and pay me simple interest, because I've been working since I was 15. So what, 48 years?
Mm-hmm.
Pay me what me and my employer had put into that system with simple interest, and you can shut it down. But they can't do it, because that would bankrupt this nation. For everybody that has paid into the system and their employers have matched, they can't afford it. And everything was fine until the mid-70s when Congress said, well, look, we've got all this Social Security money sitting in here. Why don't we put that in the budget as part of the general account and make it look like we balanced the budget?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
They're playing semantics there, too. And it's all a great big boondoggle and a great big lie. And we go to the Patriot Act. They said that we need to implement the TSA and body scanners and stuff for your safety. No. No. No, it was to control the people. And the next thing you know, we got the COVID scare, the scamdemic. And they tell people, you got to stay home. You need to get the jab. You got to stay 6 feet apart. You got to wear a mask. You got to wear two masks. And we acquiesced and went along with that. What is next?
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
And I'm afraid the next thing that's on the way, with Palantir being in the White House with and buddy-buddy with Trump, is this digital currency is going to be tied into your social credit score. And You and I are going to be, we're going to be bankrupt, Pastor Butch, because we're not following and towing the company line. We're telling the truth, and they don't want to hear that. So our credit score is going to be zero, which means we're going to be homeless. We're going to be penniless. We're going to be hungry. And hungry people are easily motivated.
Absolutely. And they're fearful people, and fear is a great motivator also. And by the way, I guess you heard that Palantir wants to bring back the draft. Palantir wants to bring back the draft. That's a fact. I'm not making it up. Check it out,
Peter,
folks.
Peter Palantir. Thiel, T-H-I-E-L.
Yes.
Look him
yes.
up.
Wants to bring back the draft. Let's go talk to Brady in Arizona. Brady, welcome. Come on in.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. You're talking about Peter Thiel and them guys. One of the Antichrists. They're in the same regime as the Antichrist. They want to see every white Christian get slaughtered, just like with all the wars that are going over on in Ukraine. And, you know, they don't care who's battling, but as long as the Christians are butchering each other, they don't care. It's going great for that regime. And just like, you got to ask yourself, too, along with Donald Trump and almost every one of his cabinet members, why does he have dual citizenship with Israel? You should only have allegiance to one country. And at times I ask myself, whose allegiance does Donald Trump have? Is it to Israel or to the United States? And obviously, we are in the Straits of Hormuz, where we only get 1% of our oil that comes through there. So you can see where his allegiance lies.
I agree. That's very true. I agree. Go ahead.
I think he is making Israel great again. Not MAGA, but MEGA.
Exactly. Yeah. And one thing, how come to this day, no one will, you know, you look at Bibi Netanyahu, that's the name that his father gave him, that name way back. It means God hath given. His real name is Bibi Milikowski. That man's from Poland. And another thing that after researching that name, you know, I started looking around and I seen where Donald Trump just gave $40 billion, I don't know, maybe it was 7 or 8 months back, to a country called Argentina. So I started looking at the guy's name, and his last name is Malay. So I said, geez, I wonder if those two names are connected. And sure enough, they just shortened that guy's name in Argentina. The guy that you see with the chainsaw that runs around, but his last name is Malakowski. So do you see what's happening, what these people have been doing for thousands of years? They've been thrown out of 1,400 different countries. You know what regime I'm talking about. But that's what they're doing to this country and Europe right now, we are getting befoodled, or how can I say, we might be getting Jewed. And that's what happens. And you wonder why Jesus flipped over the tables of the money changers, because he was sick of what these people are doing to us.
Well, scriptures tell us the love of money is the root of all evil, and usury is a deadly sin. And I'm going to say this too. People may not know this. I covered this past Saturday in Bible study, Brady. Iran is the last holdout that hadn't become part of the World Bank. They're the last independent banking system that refuses to charge usury in the banks. They're the last free society financially. They got to take them out. They got to take them out because they can't have that. They got to have total control, and the love of money is still the root of all evil. That's what it boils down to. Anything else, Brady?
Well, you're talking about the root of all evil and what really backfired with everything. Our dollar is going to zero. It's no longer recognized worldwide. And the biggest thing that happened along with the BRICS system in Russia that was set up about a year ago when Joe Biden put all the sanctions on, I said right away, the petrodollar is done. It took a couple of years, but right now what you're seeing is all the trades internationally are being done in the petrol yuan. They're going right to Shanghai. They're bypassing all the oil trades now, are not even being settled anymore in the dollar, which is the petrodollar, and this country is screwed. That's about 40% of some of our profits that this country makes. I don't know how he's going to make up for it. And like I said, I think Donald Trump has gotten 4 or 5 jabs, COVID jabs. He doesn't look the best. And I think he's suffering from early stage dementia. Some of the stuff he's doing, he's really acting strange.
Well, I can't argue the point, but, you know, he tells lies so much. I have to wonder sometimes, is his mind getting so bad that he doesn't remember what he said just the day before? I mean, you have to wonder about that. I mean, how else can somebody lie so blatantly unless they did it with ignorantly and didn't even know they were lying? I mean, I can understand that and get by with it. Brady, thanks for the call. Good call, as usual. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Any comments on that, Jerry?
You know, I had forgotten about Iran not being part of the world economic, or the money, the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. That, you know, that's just another target. So they blame it on nuclear energy. And personally, I think between coal and natural gas and nuclear energy, we would be fine energy-wise in this nation. And I think if Iran built nuclear power plants to keep the lights on in their nation, that's their prerogative. But that big target, the IMF, that makes perfect sense as to why all of a sudden we have to go in and bomb their nuclear plant and then bomb all kind of things there in Iran, trying to break them. We installed an embargo, and we did the same thing just before Japan.
That's true.
Attacked Pearl Harbor, even though FDR had all this knowledge. He knew when he embargoed against Iran, Japan, that they were going to be desperate. And so maybe that's what they're doing with Iran. They're trying to make them more desperate and lash out so that they can be smacked down and be justified. America can be justified for doing what they do. And there's no justification for murder. None whatsoever.
There's not. There have been just wars, but not very many of them. And I say this all the time, both sides may be wrong in the war, but both of them can be right. Somebody has to be the aggressor. And Iran has not attacked another country in about 250 years. They have no record of attacking, being on the offensive with other nations. So, and people say, well, now they were here, they're going to bomb us and we kill them and have a nuke. They started talking about Iran having nuclear weapons 40 some years ago. They wouldn't be allowed to have them. And Kennedy said Israel wasn't going to be allowed to have it either. And he didn't last very long after that. He was killed not too long after that. So, folks, let's get over this. We've been played like a fiddle. They're laughing ass behind our backs, and they should be. We deserve it. We're that ignorant. The line's open, like I said, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. We do want to hear from you because tonight is your broadcast also. Please don't be ashamed or afraid or too nervous to call and talk to us. If you heard Jerry and I talk tonight, you know we're just regular people. We don't even speak English very well. We're hillbillies. So feel free to go ahead.
I speak redneck fluent. English is my second language.
Well, I like to tell people, you come to West Virginia, we'll learn you how to talk right. But anyway, folks, the line's open, 717-300-1698. But, Jerry, there's no way we can keep on going as a nation as we are right now. It's impossible. There's no way that we can pay off our debt. Our real debt is, they say, $40 trillion. I think it's not more than that. But nonetheless, there's no way we can pay it off. The world is so far in debt as a whole that it can't be paid off. That's why Iran, being independently wealthy in its own right, cannot be tolerated because they're not under the control of the world banksters. And we know who the banksters are, a lot of them. We can name them, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Morgans, a bunch of them that have controlled the world. But, you know, it's whoever controls the money controls the people. That's a hard thing to say. But when you lose your independence, Jerry, you can't feed yourself. People don't raise a garden anymore. They don't take care of themselves. They don't know how to make clothes. They don't know how to feed themselves. They don't know how to live on a homestead without having a regular job. And they can't live without electricity. Got to have running water. Got to have indoor plumbing. We're all used to that. We're spoiled. We're soft. When you give up your independence, you can't take care of yourself. Then obviously you end up your ability to be free, don't you?
Oh, 100%. You know, and everybody, I think it was around Y2K, 1999, heading into 2000. There were a number of people that moved to the hills, whether it was in Arkansas or Idaho, Montana, Wyoming. They got off the grid. They started stockpiling food.
Yes.
They started looking for water sources, rainwater collection, and they got off the grid. And, you know, I'm sure they're much happier. And you're in West Virginia. My great-grandmother was from West Virginia, my dad's grandma. And he told me stories about how my great-grandma would go up in the hills, and she would pick all kinds of, we would call them weeds. And she would
Yes.
bring them home, and she would throw some bacon fat or some ham hocks or something in a pot and throw these weeds in there, and they had greens.
Uh-huh.
She knew, she knew what to pick and when it was safe to eat them. We've lost that.
We have lost that. I remember picking greens. I was a boy, and I still do that once in spring. I still know some greens, but that's a rare thing anymore. Let's take a phone call from Illinois to talk to Stanley. Stanley, welcome. I think you're a first-time caller. Welcome.
I've spoken. Thank you so much. I've spoken to you before. I'm in Ground Zero in Chicago, Illinois. And,
okay.
I've been listening to you, Pastor, for 20-plus years.
Oh, my.
Listen to Tex Mars. Jerry Barrett's got a great show, and I actually was Chuck Harder's agent. And I've been into the scene for so many years, even though I'm in an extremely liberal and woke town.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I just wanted but to I, say the both
but
of
stand
you.
Up, stand I'll ask you. I want to stand you one question. Ask one question. How is there any gun violence up there when guns are not allowed in Chicago? What's going on?
I mean, violent city in the
world. It is.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
That's all right. It's supposed to be one of the most unarmed places, but there's still gun violence. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, I'm a stone's throw from O'Hare Airport, is in my backyard, and I was born and raised on the west side, actually. And we went out, I could say this on either one of your shows, because you'll know what I mean. In the early 60s, we went out with the white flight to the burbs, but I came back. And they're not trying to fix it, fellas. They're not trying to fix it. I live here. They're not trying to fix it. It's all for show and mirrors, and that's it. That's the way it is. But that's not why I called, so I want to get to my point real quick, if you have a second.
Yeah, got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, Pastor Butch, I want to talk about the two Pats, one for Pastor Butch and one for Jerry Barrett. Jerry, Pat McShay is fantastic. I love when you have him on as a guest. Unbelievable. And Pastor Butch, you had Pat Shannon on, and that's the last time I spoke with you. It was right around the anniversary of the JFK assassination. And Jack Ruby, by the way, is buried about 2 miles east of me. And I've been to the gravesite a few times. But I want to throw a minor plug for you guys to consider if you can. Ken from the Bronx has a show on WWCR. He changed the name from Patriots Unite Now to Jesus Come Back. He'd be a great guest. He's, you know, he's not used to working like you guys are, though, you know, with the clock and all that. He's more long form, but you could whip him around a little bit. He'd be a great guest.
Well, send us information, emails information about him.
You know what? He's probably listening, and I'll drop a line on Rumble for him, and I will definitely do that.
Yeah, please do that. I mean this. And thank you, Stan, for being there. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, Jerry Barrett. Are you still there, Jerry?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you so very much. And you're doing a great job with Texas Legacy. And like I said, you and Pat McShay, it's magic.
Okay.
Yeah, I get that a lot, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you, Stanley.
Yes.
When Obama's library finally opens, why don't you take some pictures and send it to me?
No thanks. But I'll tell you what, because I'm a Chicagoan, I know the areas to avoid and the times. It's a beautiful city. It's a gorgeous city, a gorgeous lakefront, a gorgeous skyline. It's just that it does get a bum rap, but it's a who, what, where, and when kind of city. And what you folks hear is all the negative. It's a beautiful town, and I love it, and I'll never leave. But you got to kind of know your way around. Thanks, guys.
All right, good call. Thanks, Jared, we're down about the last 30 seconds. What do you want to say?
Oh, thank you for tuning in, everybody. I love coming on here, Pastor Butch, and visiting with you. And I wrote in my newsletter last month that sometimes I just write these to vent, and it's good to vent because aggravation that we have to deal with apathy and ignorance is kind of beats you down a little bit. And sometimes you just gotta get your hair down and let it off your chest. And now I'm ready to go back to work, buddy. Appreciate you.
Amen. God bless, my friend. Talk to you soon, folks. See you in the office tomorrow. Do come and join us. I do want to hear from you. God bless y'all. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.